Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
If there's one truth that should grip us in these studies, it is this: God's way is best. I'm not sure why it takes us so long to learn this. As we read the last part of Deuteronomy 7, we see the great blessings enjoyed when we walk obediently with God. I'm reminded of Solomon's description of God's wisdom personified. Quote, "Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace." Proverbs 3:17. To those who walk with the Lord, here is what he promises. Quote, "The Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy." Verse 12. Quote, "And he will love you and bless you and multiply you." Verse 13. "You shall remember well the mighty hand and the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out." Verses 18 and 19. Quote, "You shall not be terrified, for the Lord your God, the great and awesome God, is among you." Verse 21. While Israel's experience was unique in many ways, yet their deliverance and God's provision for them is clearly linked to the life of the believer in the New Testament. We participate in a new covenant with God and recall it every time we take the communion cup and hear the Savior say, quote, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." 1 Corinthians 11:25. We also are promised his love and blessing. Quote, "God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." Ephesians 2:4-7. We too can live in victory. Quote, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Romans 8:37. And we should enjoy the continual presence of the Lord today and every day. Quote, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." Hebrews 13:5.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.